This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. The Unvoiced Community, Barbecue Men and Women of Ghouls, is a photo exhibit that explores barbecue culture in the streets of South Miami-Dade. The exhibit celebrates local entrepreneurs who set up in parking lots and street corners, selling smoked meats late into the evening hours. Photographer Simone Titania Major grew up in South Dade. She saw beauty and commerce collide beneath the veil of hazy smoke, and she joins us to talk about documenting her community. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What prompted you to want to photograph the barbecue scene?
As an artist living in a neighborhood that is quite filled with violence and crime, I was seeking a way of finding positivity and trying to find a route of expression. And so I used to drive down the street on my way home, and I would see these barbecue vendors religiously setting up shop. 1 o'clock in the morning, pitch black, not many cars on the road, maybe a few street lights. And then all of a sudden you see this cloud of smoke just arise from the darkness. And behind the cloud of smoke, there's usually one spotlight. It's intriguing. It makes you want to walk over and see exactly what it is. And walking over, it's actually barbecue vendors selling their barbecue. They're entrepreneurs and, you know, just getting along and sharing their goods with our neighborhood.
Barbecuing is typically a male-dominated world, but the women are representing in ghouls. Tell me more about the women behind the grills.
Yes, so the women are also representing. Some of the women that I'm actually documenting is Mama Dukes, for instance. Mama Dukes started her entrepreneurship as a means to raise funds for her daughter's wedding. And from there, her love grew into barbecuing, and she then brought her first truck, her first grill, and it just became this practice that everyone in the community loved. And so she's out there, even at night, a woman, her Mama Dukes and her daughter, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, there, unbothered, cooking. It's really inspiring as a woman, as a photographer, as an entrepreneur as well, to see that they have the, you know, tenacity to get out there just like men, you know, firing up a grill.
People aren't just barbecuing for fun. This, in some cases, it's their livelihood or second income to make ends meet. What did they tell you about the business side of things?
Yeah, so it's not easy. One of the vendors has another job. He works at Walmart. And so he works at Walmart until about 11 o'clock at night. And right after that, he has to drive home, pick up his grill, and bring it right back out to his spot and start his second job just like that. And it's not always easy. Some nights you have a bunch of people out there buying food. But if the community's hurting, so are the barbecue vendors. And so oftentimes they might not have anybody show up. And so then what do they do for income? They have to almost, I don't want to say migrate, but they have to kind of travel. They can't stay in one position for too long. If there's nobody coming to that location, a lot of them actually have to drive to different locations and find business.
So I'm from Miami.
Uh-huh.
And I love a good street barbecue. I normally frequent the ones either in North Dade or Liberty City. So if we had to pit the two, North Dade barbecue versus South Dade, make the case for South Dade.
South Dade all day. Nobody does it like ghouls. You know, it's Southern. It's authentic Southern barbecue food. There's nothing that can compare to it. The ribs are tender. Chicken is juicy. Corn on the cob. Like I said, the collard greens are amazing. And we have love in it. So the love is what really sets us apart from Liberty City.
I don't know. There might be like a food challenge here happening.
Hey, we might have to do that.
We're talking to Simone Titania Major, photographer and Ghouls resident. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Her exhibit, The Unvoiced Community, Barbecue Men and Women of Ghouls, is showing at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center Saturday. And yes, there will be barbecue vendors there. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.